Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
If you voted for Joe Biden, and most of my audience did not, it was purely out of spite. People being contrarians. You know what a contrarian is. It doesn't matter what you say. They are contrary. You say, you know, one time I bought this blue car. It was an amazing car. It was a Corvair. And you know, back in the time when you were talking about your Corvair, there was another car that was so much better that, you know, they're just contrarians. They can't enjoy the moment. They can't enjoy the story. They got to be the center of attention, the belle of the ball, and they don't even know why they do it. They don't even, no one's called them out to say, you know, every time I say something, you say something opposite, or you say something negative. What is your pathology? Why do you do that? Can you not just enjoy my little anecdote? I enjoy yours. Have you ever noticed that when you relay a story to me, I don't top it. I don't even enhance it. In fact, I do something very novel. I ask about your story. I get more curious about it. I want to know more. Maybe they should read How to Win Friends and Influence Enemies. But holy cow, you know these people. These are leftists. Anyway, these contrarians didn't vote for Donald Trump because they wanted bragging rights at leftist cocktail parties. They wanted to be part of the in crowd. Hatred of Trump was fashionable, but only something you wore to galas like your best party dress. You know, this is an Oscar de la Renta. This is a so-and-so. This is a Gucci. But behind the scenes, these public leftists wore, sweat gear? That's what Trump would wear around the house. When he's not donned up, this dude's like, man, pff, whatever. Not putting on for anybody. But see, leftists have to put on. They have their public face and they have their private face, which is very different. I chronicled it in my second book, Sexy Brilliance and Other Political Lies. So here's what I can tell you about leftists. They're not going to like this, but it is a fact. They hate themselves. They hate everything around them. They do. They pretend that their lives are amazing. They're glamorous. That's how they measure. They measure by, I got invited to the party. I got this, you know, whatever. Look, I don't care. The conservatives, there's some conservatives that do the same thing. Don't misunderstand me. But leftism, they have made an art out of it. I've watched them. They move in little packs. They can't go off for the norm. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. They don't go away from what has been deemed the narrative. But let me tell you what they hate most about themselves. You can take this to the bank. They are cowards. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Leftists are cowards. And that's what they hate most about themselves. And that's what they hate about you and me. We are not cowards. It takes all kinds of warrior spirit to do what we do. They say, oh, you're anti-vaxxers. And you're going, what do you mean an anti-vaxxer? See, they want to peg you. I'm just using this as an example. You climate denier. We've got science on our side. They have nothing on their side. They don't even have common sense on their side. But they want you to think you're distorted. You're deranged. Look at you. It is because they are cowards. Let me tell you something. I don't care what my friends are talking. I've got the most amazing group of friends on the planet. Oh, my gosh. I just love them. Truly, they're like family to me. And some of them listen to the program. I'm not even going to try to name them. And by the way, I've got an amazing group of people who I've met who've donated money. I've been at their houses. In other words, you know, I probably spend more time with some of my friends that I've met on, you know, through Facebook or through social media and all the things that I've done over the past decade, that I've spent with my family. I'm talking about extended family, cousins and aunts and uncles and what have you. And I feel like I'm part of this huge family. But here's what I will tell you. If I'm at your barbecue or at your child's birthday party or whatever, and we're having the discussion, you're going to get the genuine, raw Kevin Jackson no matter what. There's nothing you're going to say that I'm going to go, oh, well, let me bite my tongue or whatever. Now I'm going to use tact and decorum. I'm not going to bring up, you know, some controversy at your kid's sixth birthday party or whatever. But if we're having a conversation and you're asking my opinion, you're going to get it. And I don't care what the ramifications are. It isn't like, oh, well, geez, if I bring this up at the party, I'm not going to be out of the in crowd. If I'm going to be out of the in crowd at whatever you're doing, so be it. They are cowards, folks. They won't do that. Not under, it's rare under any circumstances. And let me tell you, you feel so good about that. You know, man, what refreshing thing. I mean, how to describe it? It is so refreshing to be you. To not be a coward. To not go, well, yeah, you're right. And you chuckle it off as they say something you completely disagree with or you don't live. Totally antithetical to your actual self. And you got to grin and bear it. Well, you know. Well, anyway, next subject. The entirety, folks, of Biden's presidency can be summed up in one word. And that word is Afghanistan. The American economy, as an example, Afghanistan. Trump had this economy humming. And now Biden wants $3.5 trillion to create a jobs program. A jobs program. Because he incentivized people not to work. So what's he want? Let's go create more jobs with this money, even though we can't even fill the jobs we have. That is the level of logic that this brain-dead moron brings to solutions. That's his solution. How much money do these people think you can throw at a problem to fix it? I told you guys the other day, I had a buddy. He's got jobs for $47,000 a year. He says, Kevin, I would hire 18-year-olds out of high school to come do it. We can't fill these jobs. What should be 3 months job, you know, 3 months worth of work, he says, is now extended into 9. I said, what do you do? He says, we just have to delay. He's in the construction industry. You think people want to go be waiters and things like this and roll the dice on whether or not they're going to have a job in the next few weeks or months or the next year? Because that's what it is. So Biden's created uncertainty. Every problem he faces today is a creation of the leftist. Coward. So I'll leave the leftist with this question. What does it take to embarrass you?
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Holy mother of screw the pooch. That's the church of leftism, by the way. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. Joe Biden is a train wreck by any standard, any sane standard. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I ask this question of leftists almost daily, certainly on this radio show. What has this man done right? Well, why do you have this adulation to where 82 million people, finger quotes, of course, voted for him? How many? Look, put a number on it. We're never going to know the number. But I'd ask you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio, KevinJacksonNetwork.com, how many people do you think actually voted for Joe Biden, and how many people do you think have left the Democrats since then, since Joe Biden came into office? I mean, there was already a mass exodus. 16 million people, more people voted for Trump in the 2020 election than voted for him in 2016. What do you think? Where did that come from? Did it come from Mars? Was it illegals? Where do you think it came? Dead people? They accuse us of cheating all the time. No, let me tell you this. Trump not only got 16 million, if they gave him his real number, he probably brought over another 20 million. I'm talking about a total of 20 million people that did not vote for him before. And I'm not here to make this the Trump, you know, woo-hoo-hoo. I'm not a cheerleader. I don't like Operation Warp Speed. I don't like how he handled this whole deal with the Wu flu, etc. Leadership would have been pushing back and saying, you know what, we're not going to develop medicines that are going to kill people and do these other things. We're going to go with homeopathic. We're going to go with hydroxychloroquine, etc. He should have stood up to it. But aside from that, I will tell you, the dude was a rock star. Glad you guys are here. There's this guy, he writes to me, his email address is Dr. Virgil. So I'm not going to say the rest of it. I'm not trying to dox the clown. But he's a leftist. I'm not sure how he got into my database, but every time I send out something, he just writes me back a note that says, "You're a moron." Yeah, this is a dyed-in-the-wool Bidenite. And he doesn't even know why. He doesn't know why he supports Biden. It's what I said in the first segment. He just does because it's a popular thing to do. He's a contrarian just because. I come on this program every single day, every media thing that I do, I give rational, cogent reasons for why I think the way that I do. Degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math. You think I have enough idea about logic that I know a few things, right? I studied the great thinkers, especially the Greeks. But even the Germans, I've studied many of these people and even resorted to, I know it's hard to believe, my Bible in order to understand the way people think. Why? How do you discern right from wrong? And how do you stop yourself from getting sucked in by the Ponzi scheme of leftism? Because that's what it is. Somebody's going to be left holding the bag. But this contrarian writes to me. Dr. Virgil. I don't know what kind of doctor he is, but I suspect he's a doctor, as in Dr. Jill. But he and other leftists, he proves to me with his messaging that he is just as deranged, because it's all just, "You're stupid. How could you say that?" I sent out something that showed videos of this Wu flu nonsense, people debunking it, talking about there's so much data and the things we're finding out, and we'll get to some of it today. But what we're finding out is this lie, lie, lie on top of lie. It reminds me of that song, "Lie, Lie, Lie. Lie, 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 Lie." That was a song written about leftist bureaucrats. Lie, 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 Lie. It's just nothing but lies. Man, look, I don't know if you've ever been around somebody that's like that in your life. You probably didn't for long. But it is so irritating to never believe anything that somebody says, because you know they're a pathological liar. And they can be tough to find out, to figure out. Not Biden and team. It's so obvious. We do this Psaki thing the other day where he gets asked a simple question. Why are people coming across the border? Are you screening them to the level that you're screening people that have to come into the country? And Psaki, as I said, Peter, we try to do and we'd like to, but, you know, and then, of course, they're only visiting. They're only visiting. Yeah, the million people who came into this country since Joe Biden got planted into office illegally, and they say, they're just visitors. Well, we got 22 million people and counting, probably more than that, who remain visitors off the books, off the records. If they're just visiting, why do we have a discussion about these, quote, illegals, a term you're not supposed to use, all the time? Why are we constantly talking about them, these visitors? Giving them rights, giving them driver's licenses, etc. It would be like you going to visit somebody's house and they go, "Well, hey, just out of curiosity, do you happen to have the deed to your property? And would you transfer it into my name? But I'm just visiting." You know, there are laws on the books where if you stay at somebody's house and get mail there, you become a resident. They have to burn you out of that joint. You want to know who wrote those kind of laws? demented people like Joe Biden. I authored that law. You're going to hear Joe Biden now taking credit for it. Anyway, let me ask you this. If Trump were Biden, this is a very simple question. Would you support him? Would we as conservatives see what Biden is doing, or Trump in this case, mask mandates, et cetera? Trump was pro-vaccine. You'd think he would have mandated you have to take it. I ask you this question, folks, because leftists believe that we blindly follow Donald Trump. And I know my audience, in which you guys are my friends, I know you very well. I know you would have dumped Trump like a bad habit if he were doing what Biden has done. So here's another question. I have a bunch of them, so I'm thinking of more than one. How would the media handle things, just using this as an example, if Trump had exited Afghanistan the way Biden did? Would we still be talking about it or not? They have pretty much abandoned the Americans that are left in Afghanistan right now. You go pull up your Google main searches and see what comes up. Gabby Petito. Just go look. It'll blow your mind. So they pretty much abandoned it. It's like it's no big deal. The worst evacuation of a country in the history of man, and they heralded it as, well, look at how much Joe Biden has done, you know. It amazes me how they try to make this historic and monumental and, you know, like the things that history's made of, like Caesar returning from war that he won, of course. So how would they handle it? Let me ask you, what do you think the media, would be saying if Trump owned this new version of the economy versus the one that he created? What would they be saying then? Think they would report on vaccines killing people, or would they ignore the real science and data if it were Trump?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader and California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy is holding his weekly press conference on Thursday. McCarthy blaming the Biden administration for multiple crises facing the nation, pointing to the high prices consumers are facing and employers are trying to find workers.
American families are paying historically high prices for everyday goods and their families, primarily the working class. We'll continue to bear the burden of rising costs for possibly the next several years. And as our small and local businesses look to regain their footing from the pandemic, they are faced with a government-caused labor shortage, forcing service disruptions.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says extending the federal debt limit is not about future spending, Pelosi likening it to a credit card bill that has to be paid. And you're listening to USA Radio News. As things continue to deteriorate on the U.S.-Mexico border, we're now hearing about more illegal immigrants being let into the country.
Some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who have gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent days are being released inside the United States, according to immigration officials. The Associated Press reporting that one official saying thousands of Haitians have been released in the country as border authorities have struggled to contain the surge. Migrants have been sent to El Paso, Laredo, and Tucson, Arizona to be processed by the Border Patrol. The White House had said that they were undertaking an effort to send most of the migrants back to Haiti. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A suspect will stand trial for an incident last month at the Library of Congress. A judge ruling Floyd Rosenberry is mentally competent to stand trial on charges related to a bomb threat. The North Carolina man is accused of threatening to use explosives and a weapon of mass destruction at the Library of Congress. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How many times has your spirit been tested? If you are a living, breathing, plugged-in human being, and you're over 30 years old, which my audience mostly is, I can promise you, your spirit's been tested. Certainly if you're over 50 years old. You know, it's funny, I was thinking about this the other day. That kids today have no clue about strife. I mean, in the purest sense, they don't miss meals. You know, the things that they don't even see as a big deal. You know, their cell phone, for example. Every one of them has one. Even poor kids have cell phones. So I just want you to think about where we've gone in a certain amount of time. And yet these kids believe themselves to just be, you know, woe is me. More of them on Xanax, whatever the pills are that help them deal with anxiety. What anxiety could you possibly have? Social media? Oh, I was ostracized on Facebook or whatever. They have no capability of dealing with the real world. And I mean, was it intentional in the sense of how things that evolved? Can't say that. But certainly, whatever the tools are that allow people to manipulate these young minds, they have been taken. Those tools have been used and reused and retreaded and then used again. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Talking about Joey Demento, a.k.a. Joe Biden. Finger quotes, President Joe Biden, who the Democrats shoehorned in, and the rest of Team Demento. And they are testing your spirit. That's why I ask you the question, have you ever had your spirits tested? I guarantee you have. If you maybe were going to flunk out of college or, you know, flunk out of school, or maybe you had a big test for your job, trying to pass the bar or the professional engineering exam or something like that. Maybe it didn't happen. Whatever it was, you didn't make it, whether you did or you didn't. You got tested. You got tested and you passed, or you got tested and you delayed your passing, because you never fail. Life is a conservative, isn't about failure. It's about delaying your, you know, eventual success. And whatever happened to you, whether you flunked the test or you didn't get the guy you wanted or whatever, whatever ended up happening to you turned out to be better. One door closed and a window opened, or whatever the saying is, you know, That's the way things work. And the reason why it worked that way is because you believe in this thing called a higher power that says, I'm watching out for you. Don't think that what you lost is really what you needed, because God says, I know what you need. And if you relied on that, you went, you know, it's no big deal. I got fired from Fox, and people were, oh, man, you know, you would think that the world had ended. The notes that the left were sending to me, and people are like, oh, Kev, man, what are you going to do? What am I going to do? I'm going to survive. My spirit was being tested, and I freaking passed with flying colors. So do you have the persistence to finish the race? I say you do. I know you pretty well. I believe the Democrats, folks, completely underestimate us. They did this in 2008 after they got Barack Obama elected, a guy who never should have been in office, a coward, a guy who had accomplished nothing in his life. All he did was hide behind skirts and the pantsuits of bigger men and women that walked before him. And he held the highest office in the land for 8 years and was exalted as if he were, you know, royalty. They didn't need to cheat to get him in, though. I'll give them that. He got elected. But they cheated anyway. They cheated. They were so determined that Obama was going to win. He had record numbers. And I'll give it to him. I'll tell you this. I don't decry anything he did in 2008. I believe whatever the numbers are, they are. I still know the Democrats cheated because they wanted to make 100% sure. And when they got baby black Jesus in office, our fate was sealed. We would never hold public office again. Why do we even have two parties now that we got our light-skinned Negro with no Negro dialect? And you're probably wondering, Kevin, where are you going with all this? I have a bigger point. Pay attention, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I always make a bigger point. 844-551-8255. So they tested the system in 2008 because they still wanted to know that they could do it. They had soundly defeated us. And thankfully, because who do we have in there? T-Rex McCain? So then in 2012, after we had enough time to evaluate baby black Jesus, you know, they said, well, you know what? He might not make it. We better cheat even bigger. And they did. And you know what? I'm not even mad at him, because Romney would have been a disaster for us. Worse than McCain. So that's the way things worked out. And they were still testing your spirit. So in 2016, they shoehorned in Trump. Hey, Trump is the best candidate. Trump, Trump, Trump. They gave us Trump. And then they absolutely quickly regretted it, because suddenly you had a guy who knew how to run. He wasn't going to be politics as usual. They didn't understand Trump, and they didn't have a playbook for him. They underestimated him in 2016, and they underestimated you. They thought they could poison you on Donald Trump. The same games they're playing right now with Wu Flu and climate change and Afghanistan and a host of other things. And the beauty of my radio broadcast, for those that are new listening, is it doesn't matter when you listen. This is the same. This is going to be true a year from now, 10 years from now. This analysis I'm giving you, and what I'm telling you about leftists being cowards, is going to be true today, and it will be true in 20 years or 100 years or 1,000 years, if they still exist. Their tactics won't change. And neither will you. Your spirit is being tested. So in 2016, they did everything they could to get Hillary's big fat buttocks over the finish line, including getting baby black Jesus to actually campaign with her while Bernie Sanders was still in the race. They cheated. They geared everything up and couldn't quite do it, because they didn't think you were going to rally around Trump the way you did. They tested your spirits. They pushed us almost to the brink. And then in 2020, they went nuclear. Now they got massive problems, though. Massive. Because what they did was, they pushed you so far that you said enough. It's like I say to people all the time, it cracks me up. They decry white men. And I tell people, you better be happy that white men exist in this world. I don't know when it happened. I don't know how it happened. But here's what I can tell you. if you're smart, you will train your kids in the way of the white man.
Sound like an Indian. You must train your children, your child, in ways of white man, of white devil.
But you do. You better. Because, see, a white man thinks differently than anybody else. You can decry him any way you want. And, by the way, I'm not defending or anything else. I don't consider white men any better than any other man or white women any better than any other woman. But I will tell you this, you can learn from them. And what you can learn from white dudes is they look at the top of a mountain, like Mount Everest, and they go, wow, I wonder what it would be like to get up there. Let's do it. And then they get, they put on the gear, whatever they think is going to work, and they start climbing up there, and they're huffing and puffing. And the trail is littered with frozen white men climbing up Mount Everest. But I'm going to tell you, if you unearth, if Mount Everest were to thaw, you ain't going to find no black folks up there. Yeah. Mount Everest is full of white people that went, I think I can get up there. It isn't in our, I'm not trying to be disparaging to blacks. I see Mount Everest and go, it's beautiful. Anybody got a helicopter? Because that's the only way I'm going up. So, you know, look, all I'm telling you is they underestimate us because we bring this white boy spirit. They can come, Kevin, you're sounding racial. You sound like you're a sellout. I'm not a sellout. See, I'm an observant person. I'm the guy that trained with white dudes. When I was growing up, man, as a kid, they were like, oh, black people, man, we tough. We the toughest people, whatever. And then I got into the martial arts. And I started training when I was little. It was all black dojo. And, you know, I thought, oh, black people are tough. And then when I left there and started training elsewhere, and I started training with these white boys, these old corn-fed rednecks that could stretch, and I was like, shoot, that boy is tough. And then I noticed that if a black dude talked smack, these guys weren't afraid. There was no fear. Well, guess what? I learned a lesson. White boys aren't afraid. They can be pushed. And when you push them to the brink, they're like, oh, so you want to fight. And they will absolutely put their dukes up and commence the whooping butt. I'm not saying they win every time or whatever, but I'm telling you, you can push people too far. And I'm using this as a metaphor for what the left has done. They've pushed us too far. Tested our spirits. What do you think's going to happen in 2022 and going forward? I'm going to take a short break and come back and ask the question again, what if Trump did it? Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The world needs everybody. Every race, every culture, every religion, all of it. There are things, for example, that Africans do that the world needs. Why was Tarzan popular? It was, I mean, oh yeah, okay, great. So it's some good-looking white dude swinging around the jungle. But what it was is it was an introduction of another culture. And people were like, whoa, what's with these Africans now? That being said, they may not have been depicted the way black folks wanted or even whatever Africa. I don't know where Tarzan, what country it was based in. Tanzania or whatever. Tarzania. But wherever it was, maybe it didn't depict them right. But it exposed us to it. And we've course corrected, right? Africans used to, we had this perception of what Africa was, and maybe people still do. But educated people go, you know, it's funny. Lagos, Nigeria seems to be very much like New York, just with a lot of black folks, a lot of colored people. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Cultural oddities that we would never know unless we did what? You ready, people? Explore the world. And I don't mean just explore it physically, which, for the record, I go back to white guys. White guys can look at a piece placed on a map and they'll, ooh, it's dangerous over there. Oh, what is over there? I'd like to go see. That curiosity is what is, I'm going to tell you, there's something to be said about that. I tell people all the time, the reason why I am so successful in life, I'm not talking about financially, I'm talking about with the ability to relate and understand and look at things from a spherical point of view, which means 360 degrees with the most volume in space, letting everybody's ideas flourish, you know, at least have a chance, is because I learned to have curiosity, intellectual curiosity. I say it to my youngest son all the time, because that kid's going to get, he's going to get intellectual curiosity one way or the other. But I'm talking about not just your physical curiosity, like I want to go climb Mount Everest. I wonder what's up in that sky. How's that moon staying up in the sky? Why do the stars seem to be doing this all the time? Chinese people had a curiosity. They watched animals fight, the origins of the martial arts, as they watched, you know, the tiger, how it fought the monkey, etc. That's what, you know, it's a curiosity about things around you, but it's also a philosophical curiosity. What makes you tick? I want to know. I'm not going to speak to why my friends are my friends, but I will tell you one of the reasons I think my friends are my friends is because they know I love them and I'll do anything for them, but they also know that I'm curious about them. I want to know how things are going. So they'll call me a lot of the times. They'll be, hey, Kev, what's going on? You know, because they're curious about what I do. They're fascinated with me, and I don't blame them. I mean, look at me. Anyway, so they're fascinated. And I say, I'll stop myself. You know, say, Kev, what are you working on, man? What project, you know, is there? And so I'm going on, and then I stop myself, and I go, wait. Enough of that. How are you? How's the family? You know, what's the oldest son's now graduating, right, college? Yeah. He's getting married, right? Yes. Fiance's name is so-and-so. I remember. I saw the picture. Yeah. I want to get into your life. Intellectual curiosity about what you're doing. It isn't about me. I mean, there were days where I did believe that. I mean, there were times when I did, but it isn't. And having that diversity of thought and that curiosity about other things is what makes us tick as Americans, because we've been taught to look at the moon and go, I wonder what's up there. I want to get there one day. I want to see what's up there. I asked the question before. I'll ask it again. I said, what do you think the media would say if Trump left Afghanistan the way that he did? And, you know, what would they say if he bombed the dude that was on that bike? You know, what they do, they drone some guy, killed seven kids and this guy and his family or whatever else. What would they be saying? Well, we don't have to guess, because I went back and I looked. 2019, The Intercept. Civilian casualties are skyrocketing under Trump. Don't forget. You can go Google this and you can see it for yourself. Trump orders missile attack in retaliation for Syria. It stops. Trump drops mother of all bombs on. Now, those aren't bad headlines. They're not condemning him. But here's the next one. Trump has already killed more civilians than Obama in the U.S. In the fight against ISIS, we're talking about fighting against a militant terrorist group. And you know what the media was telling you? How many innocent people he killed. What are they doing with Biden? It's not even in the... Biden dropping a bomb and killing innocent people is not even... It doesn't even supplant Gabby Petito.
The remains of Gabby Petito were found. Oh, they think they are.
Just telling you. Trump administration drops bombs at record pace. LA Times, Trump's band of war is killing more civilians than. That's what was happening in Yemen, where Saudi Arabia's military is using U.S. intelligence to bomb Iran-backed Houthi insurgents with U.S.-supplied munitions. The U.N. says almost 20,000 civilians have been killed. That's the thing under the L.A. Times story. It's not even Trump dropping bombs. It's U.S. coalition-led fighting in the Islamic State that is supporting the Saudi Arabians. Unbelievable. So that's what would have been happening if Trump had killed innocent people. But you're not hearing that. I talked earlier. I said Joe Biden has had a bad few weeks. And I want to go back to the economy. Because he's got this $3.5 trillion jobs plan. And the logical question is, well, wait a minute. We have jobs that aren't being filled because we have people who are too lazy to work, and you want to create more jobs. Now, just for the record, when a Democrat says they want to create jobs, you can bet they want to destroy jobs. The only jobs that the Democrats want to create are union jobs where you will be forced to vote for them, and your dues will come out and finance what they do. That's the jobs they create. They don't want you to go out and become an entrepreneur and think for yourself and do for yourself. Do you think there's any incentive in this $3.5 trillion package, which is, by the way, under fire, as it should be? Do you think there's any money in there for entrepreneurial activities? So what does a job plan look like when people don't want to work? And you've incentivized them not to work. You watching the stock market? It's been dropping. I told people this. I said they will prop Biden up for as long as they can with the stock market, with this phony money, this $6 trillion that was released into the marketplace for big pharma, and all the money paid to keep people home. The Democrats love that money circulating. But what happens when that money runs out? How does this economy stay moving? There was one reason why the market rose, and it was because they put all that phony money from WuFlu into the economy. But where's the productivity boost? Don't bother looking for it, because that $6 trillion was thrown down the drain. It was given to pharmaceutical companies and, who knows, the elite New World Order folks got their cut. But it did not increase the productivity of America. So what do we have? Consumer confidence at an all-time low. Cratered, they wrote at the Deep State Tribunal wrote this. Cratered in the early weeks of August. The University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index, based on a countrywide poll, is a monthly measure of consumer confidence. The index is normalized on a score of 100 based on the value that they established in December of 1966. Blah, blah, blah. The index stood at 81.2 at the end of July and has fallen to 70.2, the lowest weight since 2011 in the aftermath of the 2008 financial crisis. And I'm going to make a prediction. It will get worse. They said this month's score is lower than the lowest score of 71.8 during the lowest point of the economic confidence in the early days of the WuFlu scamdemic. They called it the COVID pandemic. They said this month's loss was stunning. They also, they say, it includes a section on expectations for the future of the economy. That component fell from 79 to 65.2. If leftists are looking for good news, they're not going to find it. So just hang in there, folks. Keep your spirits high, because I'm telling you, our time is here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.